Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote,
Yes.
or wait?
Yes, I will vote.
Definitely vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Clay Jenkins.
I like Clay.
And is that a very favorable or just
Yes.
somewhat?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Nathan Johnson?
Don't know.
Joe Biden,
Very favorable.
Planned Parenthood,
Very favorable.
Colin Allred,
Very favorable.
Ron Kirk,
Who?
Ron Kirk,
Don't know him.
okay, that's fine, Roland Gutierrez,
Don't know him.
Elizabeth Ginsburg,
I like her. Very favorable.
Victoria Nieve Criado.
Don't know him.
Yasmin Simon.
Don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much. Now, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know either one of them.
Okay, that's fine. Now, which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Is it abortion, like Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms? Education,
Yes.
like Governor's Abbott. We do have a few more to go through.
Okay.
You can tell me the one that you care about the most. The next one was education, like Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Is it local control, like state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights? Is it voting rights, like restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy? Or guns, like sensible gun sales laws, requiring red flag mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons?
All those are very important. Do I need to pick one?
The first one that comes to your mind out of the list.
Abortion.
Abortion, thank you. And what is the next most important issue? We still have education, local control, voting rights, or guns.
Guns.
Guns. Thank you. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
The first one, who can
first.
Beat him.
Thank you very much. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon, will lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact on your opinion.
I don't know her.
Well, maybe with these type of statements, you will come to know her a bit. But we just want to know if these statements will lead you to vote for her, definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. Now, the first statement is, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. So with that,
I'd go with that one. Yeah, that's fine.
So would that lead you to definitely vote for her or probably vote for her?
Definitely.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Okay.
Does that statement lead you to definitely vote for her,
yes.
Probably vote for her?
Yes. Is this almost over? I have some things to do.
Oh, well, we still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost
okay.
There.
Well,
we're 66%.
Hurry.
Okay. Thank you. So does that statement lead you to definitely vote for Yasmin Simon, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion?
I'll vote for her.
Thank you very much. In Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
Okay.
Does that lead you to definitely vote for her?
Yes, I'll vote for her, but I really have to go. Thank you.
Oh, or is there another time that we can call you back?
No, I'm a good Democrat, and I'll study the issues. I'm just not. Yeah, I just have to go. This is taking a little bit longer than I thought. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day. No way. Ah.